to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And welcome to September. We are now two-thirds of the way through 2025. That's hard to believe. But I do want you to know cooler weather will be here eventually. Hopefully, you know, we continue to have air conditioners that keep us comfortable during the intensity of the season. But you know, whenever September comes, it's one of those things like I know that the oppressive heat doesn't have much longer until we get a reprieve. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. Want to start off by letting you know we are going to be having join us in our ministry, my daughter and her husband and their two handsome young men children. They're going to be joining us because they want to see the kingdom of God advance in Brevard County, and so we'll be introducing them here in the next few days. Our congregation already knows them, but they're having to sell a house where they've been at. There it was a leadership change there in the church, and even though there were some other opportunities before them, they felt like God was calling them as a family to come and reach beautiful Brevard County with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're very excited, and I'm thankful you'll be hearing about them from the radio program. Got some special things that are coming up. We will complete our 12th year of broadcasting here at the end of October. But I've got a person that I want to do some broadcasts with, who's written an incredible book. I'm you know, just trying to work out the dates of when we're going to be able to interview them. Fantastic, fantastic book. But we're also going to be having my son-in-law and maybe my daughter. You probably don't know it, but she's the voice of the opening and the closing of the Refresh radio program. She's been away ministering in North Florida for several years now, and we're so thankful to have them back. Also want to say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete. I know it's Labor Day. You're not going to be working today. Hopefully there's not going to be concrete work done. But maybe with the cooler weather, you're saying, you know, there's something I'd like to get done by the end of the year. Make my, you know, maybe put a pad in for an RV or something like that, or have a sidewalk poured. Maybe you're doing a construction project. If it involves concrete, the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, may be a tremendous resource for you to call. They've got decades and decades of experience. They have all of the expertise that you need. They have the great work ethic. And from some of the things that I have had conversations with people in the past, they said, I can have them do the work for almost the same amount of money that I would have to do all of the work. And then I would have to go purchase the materials. I'd have to go work the materials, transport the materials, do all of the work, do all of the prep, all of the installation and all of the cleanup, and it wouldn't save me much more money, and it would take me a lot longer than they do. Jits Concrete has everything that is needed to get a project planned, installed, cleaned up, and then get out of the way so your project can move forward. 321-536-5804. We appreciate the Anderson family. And they've been around Merritt Assembly of God longer than I have. And I believe one of them has a birthday coming up here in the next couple of days. And so we thank them for being friends of the Refresh Radio program. So I'm going to start taking you through some passages in the book of Psalms. This won't be like some of the other studies where we just came through 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and we parked there for several programs. This is going to be just highlighting some different elements of what a life of praise looks like from the Word of God. I've found myself over the past several weeks looking at things and saying, you know, Jesus made himself of no reputation. He set aside his glory, came and took on the form of a servant. He lived an example for us, but he also made spiritual provision for us. And one of the goals that I have is to present you with truth from the Word of God that will be of benefit to you in your walk and life with Jesus. I want you to not only to do the right things, but to have the heart of a follower of Jesus. And so here in Psalm 7 is where we're going to begin today. And I'm only going to read one verse. It says, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness. One of the things that many people are susceptible to believing is that when they're trying to come to a grasp of why bad things happen in this world, that many times they think of themselves more highly than they ought. And what I mean by that is they are susceptible to this temptation. Well, if I was God, I would not allow that to happen. And the Bible talks about people who reject the righteousness of God and try to establish a man-made righteousness, a moral code that is based upon themselves instead of a moral code that is based upon the character and the nature of God. So I would like to point out this, that heaven is going to be a place of peace. It's going to be a place of wholeness, but it is also going to be a place of righteousness. It's going to be the environment and the atmosphere that God always wanted man to exist in. He wanted man to exist in his presence according to righteousness. So when you see that in the future, you realize that it is not that God is incapable of establishing an environment that is free from injustice and free from sin and free from compromise and free from pain and suffering. God is able to do that. But when he created earth and he created man, he created man with a free will to choose to worship God or choose not to. Unfortunately, many people choose not to. A lot of times when people come to the Word of God, they choose not to believe the Word of God or choose not to believe certain portions of the Word of God, and they choose something else. They elevate their experience or they elevate their desires above God's desires. And that's not the standard that God wants us to have. Here it says in Psalm 7:17, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness. The first thing that you need to see is that if we are going to live a life of praise, it is going to involve our will. We've got to make the decision. A lot of times people will say, I just want to know what the will of God is. And by that, they mean, is this the place I should live? Is this the person I should marry? Is this the right job, the right opportunity? And so there's all of these decisions. They want to know, well, what's the will of God in this decision? But the Bible clearly lays out what the will of God in general is. One of the things that I like to say is until we embrace the already revealed will of God, then we won't be able to recognize his voice when it comes to determining the specific will of God. And so with the addition of staff coming to Merit Assembly of God, I will tell you this. My wife and I, we have known about the transition that was possibly taking place in their current ministry. We've known about that for several months. And we prayed about it, and our prayer was this. God, we would really like this to happen, but our will is really of no consequence here, because we've never made the decisions of our life based upon what our will is. God, we want to know what is your will. So you and I, we need to bring our will into alignment with the will of God. So my wife and I are thrilled that in this case, God has moved upon our board, myself, moved upon their family, to where all of us were in agreement that this decision was the will of God, and so we're moving forward. And we're very excited about that. For the past several years, the ministry load has not diminished. It's increased, and the number of candles on my birthday cake continued to increase. That's a formula that does not lend itself to a trend that is able to continue for a long, long period of time. So we are thankful if so our church will be able to represent once again a greater generational dynamic than what we have seen since, you know, COVID and about that time. So we're very excited. But it's all because we believe it's the will of God, not because it's the will of Bob or because it's the will of any singular individual. We believe that it's the will of God. Here, David writes, I will praise the Lord. There's a decision that you've got to make and I have to make as to what we're going to do. I can also tell you this. It is virtually impossible, maybe completely impossible, to praise the Lord and complain at the same time. I have heard people who have prayed and complained at the same time, but I've never seen a person who was successful yet at praising the Lord and then counteracting that praise with complaining. David says, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness. There was a time in David's life where he said, God, search me, try me, know me, see if there be any unclean thing in me. I know that when you do that, that I'm going to be found righteous. Well, I can tell you this. I am thankful for the imputed and imparted righteousness of Christ to the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know that there has ever been a single day in my life that has been lived in perfect righteousness because of what, you know, the decisions I made or anything like that. I would love to say that, oh yeah, there's volumes and volumes of, but I can tell you this. There have been a lot of days that the righteousness of Christ has been a source of praise. But I want to encourage you, do not use the gift of righteousness that is ours through Christ Jesus as an excuse for living an unrighteous lifestyle. When he gives us the gift, it is to make possible for us to do what we could not do on our own. So praise God for his righteousness. You know what? I praise God. God is not a hypocrite. I praise God because he is just. I praise God because he is righteous. I praise him because he is holy. I praise him because he is true. I praise him because he is unchangeable. He is never deteriorating and he's never improving. He is perfect all the time. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I praise God for his righteousness when circumstances are good. I praise him for his righteousness when things are challenging. David said, I will praise him. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness. And will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. So Psalm 7:17. If you're looking for a way that you can spend your Labor Day today, sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. So a few weeks ago, I preached a message. You can see it on the YouTube channel. It's probably still available on Facebook. They delete the videos after 30 days on Facebook now. But I said the title of the message was Permission to Come to Jesus. And the passage I was preaching from was in Matthew and Mark. I believe it's Matthew 19 and Mark chapter 10, where parents were bringing their children to Jesus because they knew that their children needed the presence of Jesus in their lives. They wanted him to lay hands on them. They knew their kids needed the touch of Jesus, and they wanted him to pray for them. And when they did that, the disciples rebuked them and tried to run interference to keep the parents from bringing their children to Jesus. And I, in the midst of that message, I asked the congregation, and it's a self-evaluation as well, what is it in my life? It may even be a good thing. The disciples weren't bad disciples. They, you know, thought that they were doing what was best. But Jesus is not looking to keep people at an arm's length. He wants to welcome them into his presence. And so the question I asked was, is there anything in our life, even though it may be good most of the time, but it is actually infringing upon our ability to come into the presence of Jesus? If so, we need to address that, because not only did Jesus want the children in his presence, not only did he want to, you know, lay his hands on them and pray for them, but he actually took those children, says in Mark chapter 10, I believe verse number 16, I believe, that he picked them up. He gave them a hug and he blessed them. Here in this passage, it says, I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. It doesn't say that David necessarily had a great voice. I'm sure he did okay. He was very musically inclined. His music actually drove demonic spirits out of the atmosphere that that Saul was experiencing in his kingdom, because he had tried to determine the agenda of how he was going to have God operate in his life. If he wanted to do something and he didn't want God to tell him no, he said, withdraw your hand. And, you know, when God said, I want you to do this, he'd say, I don't think I need to go quite that extreme. And so he had elevated himself and his opinion over what God had said. And that caused God to be looking for David, a man after his own heart. I have heard many times in life people who have the gift of writing songs, but they do not necessarily have the voice that is going to be able to carry that song to its greatest height. Here in the kingdom of God, it is not about your singing ability. It is the object to whom you are singing, or the person to whom you are singing. So I would encourage you, don't be afraid to sing. My kids make fun of my singing. And I'm okay with that. I'm under no illusion. No one has ever asked me to make a record or anything like that. I just want to sing to the Lord, and occasionally a fun song to my wife, and to my kids. I do sing fun songs to my kids too, and sing goofy songs and things like that. But when it comes singing our praise, we do it to the Lord Most High. The most elevated position in all of the universe. We sing praise to him. We praise him because of his righteousness, but we praise him because he is sovereign. He is the self-existent one. He's always on the throne. He is the most excellent. He is of the highest position, the highest authority, the highest perspective, never wrong. He is a God who is not aloof. He's not distant. He is very approachable. We praise him according to his name. The name of the Lord Most High. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 9. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. I don't know if you've ever done a study on the names of God. So I have gone by several different first names. I've always had the same last name. So I can tell with about 99% accuracy, he's probably more like 99.9, of how people know me depending upon which name they use for me. So if they know me in a legal sense, they will refer to me in one way. If they don't know me at all, they'll refer to me with the name that they have on file. That tells me the type of relationship that we have. I have people who've known me all my life, or most of my life, and they may call me a different name. You know, my parents also, when I was growing up, now if they went full on legal mode, that told me something as well. I was in trouble. But then there's the people that know me as I am today. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God. And so that's just one of the little different revelations that come in my life when people use my name. Well, I would encourage you, there is a book called Experiencing God. I believe Henry Blackaby was one of the people who wrote that book. It's kind of a study guide. It goes back a long time, probably 20 years. At the very back of that book is an addendum, and it has page after page after page of very small print of the various ways that God has revealed himself to through the Word of God to people at specific times in history that all have to do with his name. His name is a revelation of who he is. And David said, I tell you what, I'm going to praise, I'm going to sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. I know that we say a prayer and we ask Jesus to be our Savior. But in 2025, as we see technology advancing and Scripture being fulfilled at a rapid rate, and I believe the return of the Lord being closer than it's ever been before, make sure that you've got God elevated to the position of the Lord Most High of your life. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Mm-hmm.